Yes, please.
Mr. Hoover, please.
Thank you, sir. I'll put him right on.
Right on.
There you are, sir.
Edgar?
Yes, Mr. President.
You're probably way ahead of me, but may I tell you that in terms of the New York situation, at this particular time, since these people have not been apprehended, the national security, you know, information we seek
yes.
is unlimited.
Yes.
Okay?
It's okay.
Yes.
On that line, I...
And you tell the Attorney General that that's what I've suggested and, well, ordered, and you do it, okay?
I'll do that.
Don't you agree with this?
I agree with it thoroughly.
By God, let's get these bastards.
And the agent in charge of my New York office told me he attended both funerals today.
Good.
And saw the commissioner and conveyed to the commissioner, as he had previously on to the other high officers there at New York, that the full facilities of the FBI were available.
Good.
And we'll make them available, and I'll go for all out on the intelligence in this thing.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I've already alerted the president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police
Good.
To hold himself in readiness for Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
Yeah.
And to have his officers hold that day open as they will be called
Good.
To Washington for some conference. I didn't
Good.
Indicate what
Good.
It was.
That'll be a good meeting, and then we'll follow that up with the, on their recommendation, with a meeting of, say, 100 top police and sheriffs from around the country.
We have that scheduled for the following Monday.
Right.
Already.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. Oh, you have.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That's great. That's the way to work.
Yes.
And then we'll get at this, and then I'll come by the academy and give them a little pop, and we'll...
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Fine, but let's get these guys. By God, you know, it just sickens me to see people shooting policemen in the back.
It does.
Doesn't it you? I mean, of course it does you, but it does me as just an ordinary citizen.
When you stop to think of this thing in New York, where one man, as I said today, was shot 6 times in the back of the head and another man 12 times in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Now, that was not, I mean, it wasn't...
That's sadism, sadism.
That was sadism, that's just what it was.
That's right, and the New York Times will probably write an editorial pointing out that the guy that shot him was raised in a bad neighborhood.
Yes, it'll be poverty. And,
that's right.
The slums of New York...
That's right.
...contributed to it.
That's right.
...housing and all that sort of thing.
But that isn't the reason. These people are bad people.
Of course not.
Right. Okay, Edgar.
I'll keep
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr.